Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
More on the continuing investigation in Matthew Perry's death. What's the latest, Dean?
Yeah, we've been hearing that there could be charges for specific individuals of who provided Matthew Perry the ketamine that was found in his system that they believe caused his apparent drowning in his hot tub at his home last October. And a name that now has come out as being part of a criminal probe that is going on is the former ex-wife of the Two and a Half Men star, Charlie Sheen. It is Brooke Mueller. Sorry, my computer going slow here. Brooke Mueller, who is, has two children with Charlie Sheen. She has reportedly been questioned multiple times about Perry's death. She met him at a sober living house where they both were trying to get control of their substance issues. Hmm. And that's all we know right now. So LA police are looking into this, but this is the first name that's come up since we've heard that individual people may be charged with something on this.
Also, some surprising news about Michael Jackson and at the time of his death, how much debt he had.
Yeah,
right?
They are saying some new court documents just came out and said that Michael was $500 million in debt at the time of his death, which was 15 years ago this week, by the way. I can't believe that it's that long ago, but apparently he owed money to more than 65 creditors at the time of death. This court filing said that at the time of his death, his most significant assets were subject to more than $500 million of debt and creditors' claims, with some of that debt accruing interest at an extremely high interest rates at the time. So,
How does that happen? How does that happen?
That's a really good question, especially when you consider the amount of money that was coming in, the amount of money that still continues to come in from, you know, the rights of his songs, performances, everything, music, catalogs. A lot of times these, you know, extremely popular creative types are terrible when it comes to business and finance, and that sure seems to be the case right now. So there are some petition requests now from some of the people to whom he owed money that the estate repay that money still. So this is not a closed case, apparently.
Another late pop culture icon in the news this morning, Marilyn Monroe.
Interestingly, you know, so many years following her death, the home in which she lived in the Brentwood neighborhood of Los Angeles was up for possible demolition. The Los Angeles City Council there voted the home for historic designation to be a cultural landmark, which they did vote for, and now the home will not be demolished. The home will be restored and will be a bit of a tourist attraction. Come see where Marilyn Monroe lived. And actually, this is the same little bungalow, really. It's a tiny little home where she died. So all these years later, was it 1962, I think, that she passed away? August 4th, 1962, from an apparent overdose. It'll be restored, and, you know, kind of a macabre
Yeah, tourist attraction.
Tourist attraction, yeah.
Dean, I think the perfect antidote to the debate and politics is watching Jiminy Glick, and he was on again last night, wasn't he?
It was the only dessert to cleanse your palate after the debate took place last night. Martin Short has been guest hosting Jimmy Kimmel all week. They've done some short recorded segments with his Jiminy Glick entertainment reporter character. And last night, Jiminy hosted the entire show with Plainfield's very own Melissa McCarthy as one of his guests. Here's a little of what that sounded like.
You are an absolute gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous girl.
How have you not been just sued terribly so far? I can almost smell the lawsuit.
Oh, my God. And this coming from a flat earther right here.
It's got to end somewhere.
It's been a strange journey for you, hasn't it?
Well, yeah, a little bit here and there.
I mean, you want to be on the top. You're always in the middle. How does that make you feel?
Above you.
She's caustic. This lady's caustic. You can't put her down. Trust me, I tried that night. And now you're on Broadway. What are you doing on Broadway?
Well, I'm not actually on it, but I've invested in a show called Suffs.
But it's called what?
Suffs, for the suffragists.
I don't care what the critics call it. If they say it sucks, it sucks. I want to know the name.
S-U-F-F-S.
What?
S-U-F-F-S.
Oh, what's it about? I hear Hillary Clinton's in it.
She's not in it.
She's doing wardrobe.
She hems. She does most
what
of the tailoring.
What does she do?
Oh, well, she's one of the producers. She's an investor in it.
What's she like?
She's really vivacious.
She's vivacious.
She really is.
God, I don't know what that word means.
Bubbly. I thought she would be more serious, and she's really funny and, like, kind of bubbly, and she was really fun. I was so nervous to meet her.
And it's a big hit, I hear.
It is
a big hit on Broadway.
It's incredible. It's funny. It's heartbreaking.
Is it as much fun as The Wiz? Because The Wiz is fun.
I'm sorry, Jiminy Glick is absolutely hilarious. And
it's pretty good.
I encourage him to run for president, and he may get some votes from me anyway, at least.
Yeah, and a lot of other people. Let's get to your weekend things to do list, and I bet there will be a lot of Stone sightings, because they played last night. They're back at Soldier Field Sunday night. So Mick, Keith, and the boys, what are they going to be doing for a couple days now?
Yeah, despite everybody thinking that I know exactly where they are and what they're going to be doing all weekend, oddly enough, Mick and Keith have not checked in with me so far to get their whereabouts. Actually, often when they play a city, they sometimes will stay somewhere else and kind of helicopter around to different places. So I'm pretty sure we're not going to see them sightseeing at the Bean or having some Garrett's popcorn at Navy Pier or anything like that.
Yeah, but maybe going to Buddy Guy's Legend, something like that.
But that is much more likely, that they could wind up at a blues club somewhere along the way. They did a show last night, much like the president and former president, with the other 77 and 80-year-olds were performing at Soldier Field last night.
Right.
And they will be there again on Sunday, part of their Hackney Diamonds tour. Showtime for that is 8 o'clock, and I hear the tickets are still available. We also have Roger Daltrey in town. He's at Ravinia tomorrow night. We've got Clint Black and Lyle Lovett and his large band at Ravinia on Sunday. Tonight at Ravinia, it is Ben Platt. If you've never seen Ben Platt performing his solo music, he is absolutely amazing. He starred in Book of Mormon here in Chicago. He won a Tony Award for Dear Evan Hansen on Broadway. He was in the Pitch Perfect movies. He's an amazing, amazing performer. And it's his first time at Ravinia. That's tonight. Carlos Santana is at the Credit Union One Amphitheater in Tinley Park tomorrow night. Christopher Cross, the darling of the yacht rock scene these days, is sailing out to the Rivers Casino in Des Plaines. That show is going to be tomorrow. We've got Pop Rockers AJR at the Allstate Arena tomorrow, and then they're going to be back on July the 3rd. Also, Third Eye Blind is at the Northerly Island Pavilion. That show is going on tonight. Nate Bargatze is going to be at the Allstate Arena on Sunday for comedy. Godfrey is at the Improv in Schaumburg Saturday through Saturday. And Red Richardson is playing the Den Theater on Saturday night. A new show just went up at the Marriott Lincolnshire Theater. It's a 60s show called Beehive, the 60s musical. For the kids at the Shakespeare Theater, there's a show called Corduroy that's running through July the 14th. And then, you know, for some outdoor things, Taste of Gray's Lake is this weekend. Plainfield Fest is this weekend. Logan Square Arts Festival is this weekend. The Millennium Art Festival at Lake Street and Michigan Avenue is this weekend. We also have a bunch of movies. This Kevin Costner movie that we've been talking about the last couple of weeks finally opens in theaters today. I only gave it a Dean's List C+. It is it's beautiful to look at. It is visually and emotionally very depth-filled because it is 3 hours long. He takes his time with everything on this. But at the same time, it's a little tedious. And in this three-hour time span, because this movie is the first of 4 3-hour movies, I didn't really feel like the movie stands on its own. And, you know, I think Kevin Costner's ultimate vision is that you take all four of the three-hour movies and put them together for something which will be really spectacular, and that very well may happen. But this one all by itself just felt a little incomplete to me. So Dean's List C+ on that one. If you remember the movie Quiet Place, the prequel to that is out this weekend, and it is pretty great. Give that one a Dean's List B+. And the director, Yorgos Lanthimos, who gave us the movie Poor Things last year, he's kind of known for his eclectic, surreal, dark, weird movies, has a new one that's out this week that's called Kinds of Kindness, essentially about a guy trying to take control of his life. But, man, do you have to go through a lot of weird stuff to finally get to the point in this movie. Not a fan of this one. I wound up giving it a Dean's List D+. Pride Parade, by the way, also is Sunday. I'll be on the WGN TV float along with Bozo and lots of your friends from good old Number 9. We'll see you there.
And happy birthday today, Mel Brooks, 98.
Oh, God bless him.
How about that?
Still funnier than anybody else out there.
Yeah, always. Have a good weekend.
See you guys.